The woman known as Mother Teresa was recognized as a saint by the Catholic Church on Sunday. More than 100,000 people filled St. Peter's Square for the ceremony, honoring a person who'd spent much of her life in India, helping the poor, sick, and the dying. A Boise man who met Mother Teresa and spent time in her ministry says he knew such a day would come. Rick Harvey is a local jeweler who also serves as an archdeacon in the Episcopal Diocese. Back in 1994, he got a call from his church asking if he would like to go on a trip to Calcutta. If Harvey went, he'd have the opportunity to see Mother Teresa and spend time volunteering at her headquarters. Harvey ended up going, and this week told our Samantha Wright that phone call changed his life forever.
I was like a lot of people, the arrogant American that was going to go and take Christ to these people. Those people. And I found Christ, and Christ could be a Hindu boy, a Muslim woman, beggars on the street of whatever race. It was amazing. It was a life-changing experience.
So you went there, and you got to meet Mother Teresa. Tell me what happened.
Well, the first night we got there, and we went into this kind of rectangle-shaped room that had sewn burlap on the floor to sit on. There were no chairs. So we were just sitting there and waiting for the service to start. And there was this kind of a lump of, it looked like a lump of clothing against one of the walls. And after a while, I realized that was Mother Teresa bending over, kind of stooped over, praying. And this is the place where there's a statue of Mary. And around that statue is her Nobel Peace Prize. And there were some volunteers that were leaving, and she was speaking to them about go back home, pray with your family. There are many Calcuttas all over the world. Go and find them and help people. Her voice was so humble, and it was not necessarily hearing exactly what she was saying, but the peace of her voice and the presence, her presence, just put a calm on everything. And then we went back every day and went to Eucharist. I perceived her as not a woman with tremendous, exceptional gifts. It was her response to those gifts that was exceptional. She gave her whole life to the poor. It was, it gives me goosebumps right now just thinking about it.
How long were you there?
We were in Calcutta for 8 days. And on the last day, she came out after she'd greeted people. And I was sitting with a man and an Italian woman. And so Mother Teresa came down, and he kissed her hand, and she blessed him. And then the woman kissed her hand, and she blessed her. And then I kissed her hand, and she blessed me. And then she walked through the little doorway that had beads hanging down. And in my journal, I wrote that she was walking towards sainthood. And it was in 94. That was the last time I saw her.
And how did you feel when she finally became a saint just a couple of days ago?
Well, it gives me goosebumps to have known somebody that others come to know the love of God, no matter what their religion is. When someone said she loves the poor, she said she doesn't love the poor. She loves Jesus. And she serves Jesus and the poor. So somebody that is so centered on love, how could she not be a saint? It was just a matter of time. I think anybody that had been around her even a little bit knew there was something really special about this woman.
It sounds like it transformed your life.
It was. It was. I went as the arrogant Christian. I was. I just thought that I was going to go and help people come to know God in a different way. I was the one that was transformed. And it was the first time in my life that I was enough. I'd never been enough of a son, never been enough of a student, never been enough as a husband or father or athlete or never enough of anything. But in my trip there, working at the House of the Destitute and Dying, all I used was the gifts that God has given me, and I was enough. And so that was the first time in my life that I felt like I'm enough. When I talk to people sometimes, you know, that's one of the messages I give them is, you're enough. I hope I'm a better person. I hope I'm a person that can not be so judgmental, accept people for who they are, what they are, and where they are.
That's Rick Harvey, an archdeacon at St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Boise. He spoke to our Samantha Wright about meeting Mother Teresa 22 years ago. His story first appeared this week on the website BoiseGuardian.com.